I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hi, hope you're well, Sunit. I actually had a few nervous moments recently after I came down with a sore throat.
Oh, that must have caused a mighty scare.
Yeah, initially I thought it was COVID and I completely freaked out. And then I frantically ordered all kinds of medicines online.
I've actually never ordered medicines online. But I hear it's one of the few booming sectors this year amid all the economic gloom.
Well, yeah, people are stuck indoors and have frequent panic attacks about their health. They're obviously going to bulk order medicines from e-pharmacies. That's what I did too. But you know, the curious part is some of the medicines that I ordered needed a doctor's prescription. I spoke to someone who immediately issued one, but I'm not even sure if he was a real doctor.
Mihir Dalal, who's been tracking this sector for a while, says many of them also cross-sell. That is, force you to sign up for a lab test when you're just trying to use their doctor teleconsultation service.
But none of this is illegal, because companies like MedLife, Practo, NetMeds, or a 1MG claim they are technology companies. They offer all kinds of healthcare services, but they are strangely completely outside any health regulatory oversight, unlike, say, a hospital or a neighborhood pharmacy.
And I don't know how long that claim will hold water. A lot of money is pouring into this space. Just last month, Reliance bought a majority stake in NetMeds. Amazon has also announced that it's going to start selling medicine. With all those big players getting in, I think some rules of the game will soon become critical.
Exactly, Sunit. That seems to be Mihir's broad takeaway too, after speaking to a whole bunch of people who actually use these online platforms. In fact, he documents so many emerging concerns. Aggressive sales pitch, attempted cross-selling. And there is even one instance where a caregiver was grilled for uploading a prescription from a family doctor instead of relying on online consultation.
All these practices are quite revealing in a way, Ajay. They're all the guiding principles of a growth-obsessed internet platform and not a healthcare service provider.
And you know, India is actually at a very critical juncture. The government has just announced a massive technology-centric overhaul of public healthcare. A unique digital health ID for all Indians is one part of it. Many of these healthcare startups are obviously going to win some of the contracts to implement the program, right?
Most definitely. The government is clearly in a rush to digitize healthcare, and the private sector will be asked to pitch in. My biggest concern is that all the sensitive healthcare data that is going to get created, these large, unregulated digital healthcare firms are going to end up managing most of it.
Yeah, the terms of use actually of most of these health startups, as of now at least, has a very clear agenda. Make it easier for these firms to exploit patient data for commercial gains.
Yeah, clearly healthcare data needs ironclad regulation before we go down this path. It has to be treated a whole lot differently from, say, usage data that we may be generating on an Amazon or Flipkart or even Google. The government seems to have come up with these grand digitization plans without thinking too much about issues like privacy or healthcare monopolies.
Well, I hope they figure it out soon, though, because online health does have benefits, particularly in a country like India, where hospital access is so patchy and good doctors are so few in number.
I agree with you, Ajay. In fact, if we manage to figure out a way to do it properly, even delivering medicines via an online channel could have potential benefits. Enforcing prescriptions for certain drugs may become easier instead of the current system where it is almost impossible to track every local pharmacy.
Well, I guess whether it's online or offline, certain basic principles remain central to healthcare, no? Like patient-centric regulations and clear guidelines on what's not acceptable as a business practice.
And also doctor-patient confidentiality and health records privacy.
Oh, yeah, all of those too. I hope as a country we make some movement on all of those things before I have to panic order medicines the next time.
Stop worrying, Ajay. You will be just fine. And that's what I want to tell the listeners of this podcast too. You'll be fine. We will pull through. Just keep the physical distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.